نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أفعيز الله سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is misguidance, and every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to have the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah, the conscience of Allah. Have taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in the state of Islam. Dear Muslims, today, in this month, and especially in these days, the Muslim nation everywhere commemorate and celebrate the best occasion that ever happened to mankind. They are grateful and thankful to Allah to the best gift that's been ever given to mankind. Indeed, this is the Quran al-Kareem, the glorious Quran, the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are living the month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of the Ramadan, which is the Quran been revealed in Ramadan. As a result of this, this month deserves to be fasted by the Muslims. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the month of revelation, the month of guidance, the month of healing and light, the month that revelation came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the final and the last and to be the guidance for all mankind. With the ending of the month of Ramadan, we're getting more closer to Laylat al-Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran in a blessed night. This Laylat al-Qadr, which Allah is talking about it and saying, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. So brothers, sisters, believers, we are here towards the end of Ramadan. And in the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is Laylatul Qadr, this is the night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means the Quran, comes down. So for every Muslim, male and female, in the east or in the west, wherever they live, they should be happy. They should feel that they are blessed and they are special people because they've been given the direction and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives them the robe and gives them the means for them to get out of the darkness to the light. Allah waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the friend and the protector and the wali of those who believe. He gets them out of the darkness to the light. Is the Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is the Quran, is the way of Allah that will save all mankind and bring them to real civilization and salvation. Without the Quran, we could not be in life. We could not be here today because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended the goodness for this ummah. Laylatul Qadr is so great, and for every Muslim to do his best to try to catch this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the hour of this night, that the Quran came down in this night. And he's telling us about this night, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. The angels, they will make a special visitation to the earth, to this land. They will come from the Lord and by the command of the Lord to visit and to bless those who are glorifying the name of Allah, those who are reciting the books of Allah, the book of Allah, those who are in i'tikaf, those who are in seclusion in the mosque, those who try to be by night praying while others are sleeping. Alhamdulillah, this is a great blessing that we're still alive today to be witness to the last 10 days of Ramadan. And in addition to the angels, will come the chief, the great commander of all the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam. You can imagine that the earth was visited by the angels and by Jibreel, the carrier of the best and the most honorable speech, the speech of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall expose yourself to the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah and the blessings of Allah in this night, especially when the angels be coming down and Jibreel alayhi salam, in a night that will be peace and tranquility and forgiveness. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i fajr. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last 10 days used to approach Jeddah, وشد المئزر وأيقظ أهله وأحيا ليلة. This is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. in the last 10 days of Ramadan. He will do more ibadah, extra ibadah. He became more mustahid in the worshiping of Allah, recitation of the Quran, standing by the night for prayer, doing things pleasing to Allah, getting more closer to Allah and more closer to Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ will separate himself from his wives to devote himself totally to his Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, he will go in seclusion from all this temptation and all this pleasure of this dunya and devote himself by day and night for Allah and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to this, the Prophet ﷺ will stay more longer during the night, and he will also recommend and encourage his family, his children, his grandchildren, his wives, his relatives to do the same. This is the job of a leader. He always tries to put himself as an example for his community and also encourage the community to follow him and follow his footsteps in the goodness and the things which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or those who love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we already started the last 10 days of Ramadan, and we've been already approached by the ending of Ramadan. We should try to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We try to follow his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting more Quran, by having iqtikaf, by being part of the Salah of Qiyam al-Layl or the Taraweeh or whatever name that you may understand about this prayer. We about to say goodbye to Ramadan. There's not too much time left in Ramadan. Therefore, especially for those who didn't do good during Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you still have opportunity to come back to Allah for forgiveness, for devotion to Allah. The month of Ramadan is about to leave. And when you have a dear one, a beloved one, a friend of relatives about to leave, what you do? You try to be more with them, spend more time with them, try to walk them to the car or to the drive them to the train station. You try to spend every minute and every second that you can, because you don't know if you're going to see this friend and this relative anymore or not. The same should be our attitude today while we're about leaving Ramadan, or Ramadan depart from us. Allah knows best who's going to be here when Ramadan comes again. Therefore, my dear respected brothers and sisters, let's follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's be more active. Ramadan is about to leave us, and the best night is about to approach us. Are we ready for it? Are we ready for it? Are we going to continue dragging our feet towards goodness and forgiveness of Allah? This shouldn't be the manner of the believers, those who seek in the hereafter. Therefore, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, if you did good in Ramadan, say alhamdulillah and praise Allah, because it was the tawfiq and the guidance of Allah that you was able to do good. And for you to try to do better and more in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And if you did not do good during Ramadan, so seek Allah's forgiveness. Come back to Allah, and you still have the opportunity for you to do better, inshallah. So let's try to take advantage of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And let's try to do better than what we did during the first 20 days of Ramadan. And let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find us to be grateful and thankful for giving us this night. This night, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as Allah says, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of Qadr like some people they call it night of power, the light, night of color, is much better, not equal, but much better than 1,000 months of worshiping. This is the favor of Allah. This is the blessings of Allah. This is the speciality of this Ummah. We have a short age. We don't live like the other nations, hundreds and hundreds of years. Maximum average age is 60, 70. Maximum you hear about somebody 110, 120. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this Ummah, this nation, something special to make up and more for those who before us. He gives them one night. If you've been blessed to be worshipping Allah in this night, you will be credited for your good deed more than 1,000 months. So if you are alive and practice Islam for the last 10 days and Allah bless you, he catches this night at least 5 times, multiply 5 by 82 years at least. Let's be grateful to what Allah has given this Ummah. Let's be thankful, and we show our gratitude to Allah by more zikr, by more shukr, by more giving, by more devotion, and more spending time with the book of Allah and in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The night of Qadr been shown to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, been determined to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when exactly. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house to inform the community, he found two Muslims arguing with each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a result of this, he forgot the Laylatul Qadr, what day or what night exactly. As a result of two Muslims arguing with each other, having problems with each other, the whole Muslim Ummah been deprived to know the exact time of Laylatul Qadr. As a result of this, we have to work hard searching for it. And this shows you how serious it is for an argument or debating or fussing or getting mad on each other. And today we live in a time of temptation that Muslims kill each other, not only arguing with each other, are killing each other. And you can see it in different countries, even in Arab and Islamic countries. So la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What we need to learn today, that we try to ease the tension between us and our brothers, that we try to humble ourselves, that we try to be the better brother and the older brother and the better sister and the older sister for the pleasure of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And you have to understand that this unity is evil for those people who think many communities and many masajid and many schools and many imams in the same town is something great for Islam, that Islam is growing. This is not. You don't understand what is Islam about, regardless if you are a normal Muslim or you are an imam or a leader of an organization. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has a mask, and under a mask everything went from education, political problems, defending Muslims, feeding the poor, everything under one umbrella. In one town, one imam, one mosque. Remember this. So when you see the creation of a new mosque, or a new school, or a new organization, even if they give it a Muslim name, don't be happy for this. You should feel sad in your heart, because this is not a barakah. This is not a blessing. Two Muslims arguing together. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot when is Laylatul Qadr. So together is unity, the hand of Allah on it, and the mercy of Allah on it. Division leads to nothing except corruption and weakens the Muslim Ummah. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the Laylatul Qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month a means of forgiveness and purification for us, and make it a means to soften our heart and bring the Muslims together. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's the only one worthy of praise, and send peace and blessing on the one who been sent as a mercy for all mankind. It's not the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been commissioned and sent to this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as anybody do anything, Allah will shower them immediately with a raining of stone, or were earthquake, or whatever it is that used to happen to the other nation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been sent a mercy for all mankind. As a result of this, you see all of this sin been committing, and there is no khasf, no mask, there is no any of these things. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been sent as a rahmah fil alameen. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of all the prophets and messengers, كان أجود الناس صلى الله عليه وسلم. كان أجود الناس وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل يدارسه القرآن. فرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous man ever can be. أجود الناس, the most generous, to such a degree the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was not only a giving person when he have, but even when he don't have, he will borrow to give somebody. This was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. كان أجود الناس. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be more generous in Ramadan, because the fasting, recitation of the Quran, all these things is softening our hearts more and make us more generous, more willing to give, more to feed, more to donate, more to help others. Especially when Jibreel alayhi salam used to come and study and review the Quran with him. This was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so quick with his donation and his giving, more than a wind, fertilized wind. This was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I call on you, dear respected brothers and sisters, that you try to emulate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be generous. Be generous. And be good as much as you can. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Bilal, "Ya Bilal, anfiq wa la taqsha min zil arsh iqlala." Give, Bilal, fi sabilillah. Don't be scared. Allah, the Lord of the Magnificent Throne, He would give more and more. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that every day, ما من يوم يصبح فيه العباد إلا وملكان ينزلان إلى الأرض يقول ملك اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا ويقول الآخر اللهم أعطي ممسكا تلفا. No days that come, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send two angels to the earth, one of them making supplication for the one who gave, and one making supplication again is the one who called. The first angel said, "Hey, O Allah, give back and give in return to the one who's spending in your cause." Brothers and sisters in Islam today, I'm inviting you that you donate generously to the cause of Islamic education for Muslims and non-Muslims. And this project that I'm talking to you about, it is not similar to any other projects because it has more important feature. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that when you die, when son of Adam die, that all his good deed is sealed, with exception sadaqa jariya, continuous charity, ilmun yuntafa'u bih, a useful knowledge. Today I'm asking you to donate towards Al-Adli publication, because this is useful knowledge this is useful knowledge, and it is a continuous charity. Can you imagine that one takes this booklet of Salah, wudu and Salah, like the Prophet, and he will learn the proper wudu and a proper Salah out of this booklet. Every time he reads in this booklet, you will get the blessings. You are alive or dead, you will continue getting blessings. We plan to, inshallah, publish the book for non-Muslim, for da'wah. At least 20,000 copies, at least for the first print. It is part of our obligation in America that we let the public know about Islam. And inshallah, I need money for this. And your charity will be rewarded by Allah, as well as will be a tax deductible, inshallah. Brothers, like you see, alhamdulillah, Allah bless this area here of Colombia with publication to your right, to your left, and you have symbol outside tonight. We have a big table with free Quran, English only. We have a table that has a Quran, Arabic and English. We have different sizes, we have different things to show you a sample of what we give outside. Mostly for non-Muslims, number one. Secondly, we give to people who are in the prison. They did not have enough money to buy Quran or to buy some of these books. And we give it to the general public also, donating to library and churches, wherever they request. And some of it that we sell it so we can make money back to print the next book. Alhamdulillah, and I say Alhamdulillah is the grace of Allah, Alhamdulillah that I have 17 booklets outside, and I have another 10 booklets that waiting to be published. I need your help, your assistance, and be generous. Imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a sadaqah, it is a charity, and it is a useful knowledge, and inshallah will something benefit you in your grave. Alhamdulillah, some of you had donated last year or the year before, and some of you, they had donated about 4,000 copies. Some they gave $6,000 towards this, and alhamdulillah, I'm looking for more from you that you participate in this publication. This publication been extended to bring a correct understanding of da'wah to the Muslims and non-Muslims. And I'm sure some of you already show the book about Sufism, and the book about wudu and salah, and the book prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we more and more. And this, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes your assistant, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, the whole month is gone, and you did not hear anybody asking you for money. So this is the only time that we asking for money, and it's going to be used here in your locality, and we're going to do it for a good cause, inshallah. Also, I'd like to remind you that we're about to approach Eid, and as usual, we're collecting money for the Eid, so we can bring happiness to the children's hearts, and we can have a lunch for the Muslims. So please, each family donate at least $25 towards the celebration of the Eid. Those who give in cash for the books, please give it to me or give it Brother Habib. Those who write in a check, please write it under the name of Masjid al-Muslimin, and in the memo write Adli Publication. May Allah accept your good intention, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for what you spend, and may Allah make it sincerely for his pleasure, except from the seer and the one who listening, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all our action and our deed for his pleasure. Ameen. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma taqabbal minna al-siyam والقرآن. اللهم تقبل منا القيام، اللهم تقبل منا واجعله على الوجه الأحسن الذي يرضيك عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل رمضان شاهدا لنا لا علينا، اللهم اجعله شاهدا لنا لا علينا. يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا، يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا، يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا. اللهم فك كرب المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، اللهم فك كرب المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.